Okay, it's on.
She's like, he'll never ring to see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's nice too.
Yeah.
I know he needs it.
Well, maybe she wanted to talk to you.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order. The Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for 7:00 p.m. on July 23rd, 2020. The time now is 7 p.m. Please have a roll call.
Mike Scopa.
Present.
Mark Raddis.
Here.
And Chuck is absent tonight. Mark and Chuck were out, so Mark is joining us via Zoom. Per the COVID pandemic and that, Zoom meetings are now allowed for public meetings. So it's been talked to the prosecutor in regards to, so. Please stand for pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our doctors and nurses? Thank you. First up on our agenda is approval of payroll. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll, check dated 7/24/2020. Total amount's going to be $33,937.94. With $7,183.39 in withholdings, deductions, and liabilities.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mike Scopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Next up on our agenda is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 7/10/2020. The 7/23/2020. We're going to start with electronic check 40-2020 and continue electronic check 44-2020 and then start with regular check number 30894 to check number 30912. Total amounts $188,455.29.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Aye. Aye.
Next up is new business, CARES Act funding resolution. This time I'd like to adopt and approve resolution number 0723-2020-022 to declare the township's intended use of CARES Act funding and requesting distribution of its share of the Medina County Coronavirus Distribution Fund and incorporate this two-page document as presented.
I'll second.
Discussion?
No, Mike, I'm sure you're aware that money was given to the county to distribute. I saw it available, so I figured we should file and try to get disbursement and get ahead of that future expenses.
Yep, nope, that's fine. Roll call.
Is there anything, real quick, is there anything that we need to do report-wise, Mark?
Yes, you're going to have to put in a special line in your budget type thing that outlines, and I'll give you the link as to exactly what it's supposed to say. It's supposed to say COVID-19 distribution fund or something like that. I'll give you a specific.
Separate than what we already have. So you guys are...
And then... So we have to have all everything expensed out by October, I think, that we're going to, or else we pay that back.
Okay. Oh, so wait, this is going to be a special revenue line or a special?
Special revenue line. So we're getting money just specifically for COVID-related, well, for items that could be used during the COVID-19 pandemic. So some of the things that they said were trustee computers, so if they have to do Zoom meetings, that would be covered under that. Then he also talked to Hinckley, I believe, or Brunswick Hills. Vehicle can be used for social distancing if they need, you know, vehicles, things like that. So there's certain things that can be put in under this fund that the money could be used.
Anything for sanitation, there's some black lights that people are using for vehicles and office spaces that can be moved around. So there's a lot of options for us to spend this money.
Okay, is this something that we then need to send to the county to get an amended certificate for?
It's actually coming from the county. The money's actually going to come from the county. They're supposed to distribute it. We just have to ask for the money. So a lot of places, they don't ask for the money by a certain date, then the money goes back into the pool and can be redistributed to, you know, other entities that ask for more. I mean, I think Mark, don't correct me if I'm wrong, everything's based on population or something like that in regards to how much we get.
I think it's population and budget. It was already a set aside amount. So ours is, you know, the 70-some thousand. Montville got a little bit more. Brunswick Hills got a little bit more. But it's a pretty good chunk of change that I think we should find a way to maybe use out of already, you know, what we spent already and what we could spend in the future on COVID-related expenses. It's outlined in the document on what we have to do.
Yeah, I'll send you the link.
Okay, because Noel, if that has to be spent this year and it's being received this year, I think we're going to have to amend our certificate.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, even though it's coming from the county, it's still revenue we didn't.
Okay.
Like other source revenue.
All right.
I'm assuming we have to find that out. Okay. You guys ready?
Can we get a roll call, please?
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
And then last thing on our agenda, Mark, are you opposed to having a special meeting on Sunday about 10 o'clock? Finish whatever else we didn't have on this agenda tonight. And then the fire levy resolution and discussion.
That's fine.
Okay, so at this time I'd like to make a motion to approve a special meeting of the Medina Township Trustees for Sunday, July 26th at 10 a.m. To cover the fire levy resolution and discussion and other township business that is presented in front of us.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
Mark, do you have anything else?
That's it, Mike. Thanks for taking this for me from the beach.
Yep, not a problem. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township Trustees regular scheduled meeting.
How about public comment?
Second.
How about public comment?
Discussion.
No public comment?
Roll call.
No public comment?
No, not today, Jimmy.
Why not?
We don't have to have public comment, sir.
Why don't we've always had public comment.
I understand
why
that.
Why don't we have it tonight?
But tonight, no public comment, just because we don't have the other two trustees here live.
Yeah,
but
he's sitting right there.
I understand
he's
that.
Right on Zoom.
But that's all right. No public comment tonight.
I've got a request. I've got a public records request.
Can we just wait, sir?
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Why we can't have a public comment?
Mark Raddus.
Aye.
This time we're adjourned.
Transparency.
At 7:07 p.m.